This is Marketplace. I'm David Brancaccio. Urban planners say that America's future is in edge cities, those agglomerations of retail outlets, office space, and residential housing that have sprouted up on the outskirts of traditional cities. These suburban retreats promise green space and relief from big city problems, but now edge cities are running into trouble. Fairfax County, just across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C., is perhaps the country's oldest edge city. It has high land values and thousands of wealthy residents, but now even Fairfax is running into financial problems. What happened? Richard Paul from WAMU in Washington prepared this cautionary tale that economists say is coming to an edge city near you.
Okay, I'm over here in the lower level of the parking terrace.
Carl Newberg walks across the parking lot at Tyson's Corner Mall. The mall is the cornerstone of the massive edge city that's grown up around it in the town of McLean in Fairfax County, Virginia. Carl's lived in Fairfax County since 1951, so he remembers 30 years ago when a man named Marcus Bless owned a cattle farm here.
This was open grass field with some hardwood trees around the perimeter.
Today, the 640-acre tract that was the Bless family cattle farm and its surroundings has more office space than downtown Miami or downtown Seattle. Combine that with the thousands of $2 million mansions nearby, and you can understand why, in just 30 years, land values in Tyson's Corner have surged from around $1,000 an acre to more than $1.25 million. And it's not just Tyson's Corner. Since 1966, adjusted for inflation, the total assessed value of property in Fairfax County has gone from around $11 billion to more than $69 billion.
We are going to have to make substantial cuts in order to address the fiscal realities.
Kate Hanley chairs the Fairfax Board of Supervisors, and yes, you heard right, even with all that valuable land to tax, Fairfax County is cutting services.
We certainly do have to find ways to reduce the number of people, reduce the positions in county government.
So what happened in Fairfax County?
On the face of it is a paradox.
Susan Wachter is a real estate professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.
It's expensive to build a city, and what has basically been done is Fairfax has started from farmland and constructed what amounts to an entirely new city.
A new city with 877,000 people, whose $1.6 billion annual budget is larger than the city of Dallas's and just slightly smaller than Philadelphia's. But Fairfax County's budget now has a $150 million deficit.
Of course, the result of creating the city, as it were, that wasn't there previously is that tax revenues do go up. But the tax revenues do not necessarily go up equivalently to the cost of the services, and the services are extraordinarily expensive.
In the fat years, Fairfax never scrimped on services, and it still lavishes goodies on residents while keeping property taxes low. As the county's grown, that mix became unbalanced, speeded by the recession in the early 90s.
Here you have a library.
This is Longfellow Middle School in McLean. School board member Janie Strauss represents the neighborhood of expensive houses surrounding Longfellow. She watches three classes at work, not on computers, but the old-fashioned way with pens and pencils. Strauss says that's typical of the older schools in Fairfax. They're trying to do much more with less.
We have more kids who are disabled. We have had a growth in youngsters who don't speak English. So you have these kids coming into us, and then since the recession, declining dollars available.
At the edge of the playground at Longfellow, a backhoe plows the dirt. A sign advertises 45 luxury brick homes. Everyone at Longfellow probably hopes for two things from this development: that the houses sell for a lot and that their owners have few kids. Fairfax gets most of its money from property taxes. Around half of that goes for schools. School spending in Fairfax is right around the national average, $6,700 per student. Think about a family with two kids in public school. If the family lives in one of those expensive houses near Longfellow, they are paying at most $11,000 a year in property taxes. So at $6,700 per kid, even this rich family is not paying their way. Now consider this. There are 24,000 of those rich homes in Fairfax County, but there are nearly nine times as many houses with market values considerably under that. It doesn't add up. Again, the University of Pennsylvania's Susan Wachter, this time with her tongue firmly in her cheek.
The trick is to keep out those who will have a number of school children and attempt to gather in those who will have the $350,000 homes and hopefully will be childless.
Now, don't think this can't happen where you live. Professor Wachter says this trend is already going on around the country.
Every expanding edge city is going through the same dilemma of increased costs and a citizenry that's in rebellion, that doesn't want to pay more taxes.
Political leaders tell us that economic growth is good, but as the experience of America's first edge city teaches, there is a limit. You reach a time when you have to ask, can we afford both a first-class school system and subsidized shuttle rides for seniors? Experts suggest taxpayers must play a part too, like being more realistic about how much they demand from government versus how much they're willing to pay. In any event, the days of simple solutions to the financial problems of America's edge cities, like the days of pastureland in Tyson's Corner, are long gone. I'm Richard Paul for Marketplace.